What's the show called again?
The Pleasure Is Ours.
I think I know how we're kicking it off. You already know. The pleasure.
The pleasure is ours.
Hey, guys.
The pleasure is ours.
That's my spot. That's my spot.
You have a spot?
Yeah, the spot for me is the dick.
The whole dick zone, yeah.
It's a big spot.
I have a few spots. My nipples are a spot. Come on, guys.
Are they really for you?
Fuck yeah, bro. What do you
mean?
Is
that for real?
Wait, what do you mean is that for real?
Is that for real? Because what do you mean?
Well, I mean, yeah, your
nipples are... It's a pretty standard question.
Okay, yeah, it's for real.
It is for real.
But yours are not. That's what blows me away.
No, mine are not.
Yeah, for real is a standard question.
Yeah, I could tug on these all day long, get nothing, get no sexual pleasure.
Well, tugging is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the soft touch, the feather touch.
Oh, see, because I remember I used to always grab a hold of your it wasn't so much a nipple, I was grabbing your whole titty meat.
Yeah, you grab the whole thing.
And I'd jiggle them around just as a fun ha-ha.
And they're not big nipples on Kyle.
Didn't you notoriously fail at piercing your nipples? Or it happened and they got infected? Something went wrong.
No, that wasn't me. That was our buddy.
Oh, you're really backtracking pretty quickly.
That wasn't me. I did the lip and that failed and got infected. But our buddy Justin did the nipple and that failed and got infected as well.
Oh, yeah.
And what was it, a dare? Did he do it on a lark?
It was like a drunken, we'll do this.
And do you think when you tried to pierce your lip and Justin tried to pierce his nipple that he bit off more than he could chew?
Oh, segue much.
Which is the topic for this episode.
The pleasure is ours.
The pleasure is ours, brought to you by
Trojan Man.
Classic. There's no denying this is a classic bit of advice. It's been around a long time.
I know. People won't shut up about this advice. And I honestly, I'm willing to go out on a limb and say that it sucks.
Oh, my God. Good. Yeah.
Yeah, this is dumb advice. You think it's good advice. Don't bite off more than you can chew. I think if you can't chew it, you're a bitch, dude.
Thank you. Simply put.
Sorry about it.
Yeah, it just needs a little revamp, a little reboot. Right? That's what Hollywood's doing now.
Don't bite off more than you could chew.
Yeah,
let's
what does that mean
talk
to you, Kyle?
About this.
Yeah, Kyle, what does that mean to you?
I initially think about like fucking trying to bite a big ass hunk of like caramel or something. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Okay.
That's weird. So you go like right to literal.
Literal eating caramel.
Think about eating caramel.
And let's keep that. And Adam, where do you go? The same caramel?
No, it's a little different than caramel for me. It's more like... Like too much applesauce, like a whole jug of applesauce.
Oh God, been there.
Yeah. Don't bite off too much of a jug of applesauce.
You don't even chew applesauce though.
Huh.
No, obviously it's you put too much on your plate,
steak.
Steak on your plate.
Well, that's when you say your eyes are too big for your plate.
Oh, damn, that's true.
Your eyes are bigger than your mouth.
So I mean, what is that? How do you break this phrase down? Because that is how I would explain it.
Blake,
I bit off more than
Blake?
I can chew.
Yeah, Blake, where?
Biting off more than you can chew is when you take on
too much,
more than you're able to. It's
more than you're able to handle.
Yeah, but you've taken such a big chunk out of what you're doing that you might just choke. You're right. Talking with your mouth full. You look like a fool out there.
So, Kyle, I know you took it literally. Have you ever literally... bitten off more than you can chew? And what the heck happened?
Well, that's what I'm talking about. The caramel.
Take us back to this caramel moment.
If it is kind of like a warning, what happened to you? Did you choke?
This seems like it really rattled you to your core.
Well, it's you're afraid because you take such a big bite of caramel and you have to fucking like, you know, chew through it. And that shit's very sticky, probably the stickiest of things you could put in your mouth. So you're afraid. For me, I was afraid my fillings might fall out. My fucking teeth might rip out.
Mm-hmm. You went straight to dental bills.
Well, fuck yeah, bro. And I'm like, yeah. Oh, shit, I bit off more than I could chew. Obviously, absolutely. Now I'm going to pay for it in dentist work.
So obviously Trojan is the sponsor. So
obviously.
I feel like don't bite off more you could chew. We got to maybe talk about it in a sexual fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Bite off more than you could chew sexually. And what does that mean? Because I feel like I've been able to chew everything that I've bitten.
Hey, get on. Wow.
I wouldn't know. It's definitely not too big for anyone to try chewing.
Yeah.
So you're talking about biting the dick.
What are you trying to?
I'm just saying it's not too big to chew. That's all.
Oh, well, you're talking about
to bite off. Yeah. You know, it's like.
So this isn't in relation to you biting off. This is someone else biting off.
Yeah, this is advice. I would never give that advice. I'd be like, you're good to go.
Yeah, it's good. It's very chewable.
Have a chew.
It's a healthy snack.
Durs, are you trying to tell us that you enjoy a toothy blowjob? Are you into toothy?
Oh, boy.
I'm the guy. You're the guy, pal. Mm-mm. You're the one. Well, you're the one human that enjoys a nice toothy blowjob.
No, I guess I was still working in the metaphor. You guys are still living in the literal. And that's fine.
Hey, man.
Maybe this whole concept.
Adam took it to the metaphor and he said he's never had that problem. He's always been able to chew what he bit in the bedroom. Mm. And that's where I said, hold up.
What is that? You want to know what that means?
Like, you never is a very, very extreme word, by the way.
Well, other than like, I mean, maybe.
Yeah, it was originally called the Never Games. And then they changed it to X Games.
Caramel Games.
The Hunger Games.
The Hunger Games. I thought you were going hunger.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
So I went to Carmel.
Yeah, I feel like don't bite off more than you could chew could be like you're dating multiple people at the same time.
Oh, scandalous.
Which, scandalous, mate. But I feel like when you're young and you're seeing a lot of different people and you're not really committed to, like, you're not calling anyone your girlfriend or your boyfriend or whatever, you can see other people. I feel there's that gray period before you lock someone down.
Is this a weird time to talk about the three different families that I have in different states?
This would be a weird time.
Okay, then I will.
This would be a weird time. Yeah.
I've got families in different area codes.
That's the original version.
Yeah, that was a ludicrous ode to not biting off more than you can chew. See, Ludacris didn't even think it was possible.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Well, it very much is possible until you commit to someone and then, you know, quit chewing, homie.
Yeah, I feel like that always ends messy unless you have a twin and then you can kind of like be in both places at once. I wish I was a twin. That'd be so fun.
Yeah, or you like do like the Miss Doubtfire and you're like running from table to table. You know what I mean? Then that's when you know you're biting off more than you could chew, okay? When your life turns into a farce, stop chewing.
Scallywag.
All right.
That's pretty good.
I mean, maybe I bit off more than I could chew when I'm like, oh, it's going to go down tonight. Right. And me and my girl come home. Maybe I drank a little bit more than I should have.
Right.
And then there I get home and I'm like,
right. Mm-hmm.
I'm like the a lot of guys, they get horny when they're drunk. I'm the opposite. I'm just like, I'm not horny now.
Right.
Are you saying you were like in the club, you had a few drinks, you're like, baby, when I get you home, I'm going to just rock your world.
And yeah, then basically,
a couple more drinks start pouring, you get a Jaeger shot in you, you get home, and next thing you know, Snoozeville 98.
Snoozeville 98.
So you bit off more than you could chew of booze.
Yeah, I drank more than I should have, so I couldn't.
But that's just not as fun to say.
Yeah,
no, right. No,
that doesn't roll off the tongue.
Like if someone's like, hey, man, be careful. Don't drink more than you should have. You're like, what?
For me, I start to think of if I'm going to bite off more than I can chew, maybe it's like some kind of cool fantasy where I get like five freaking partners at once in the bed and I cannot service any of them well.
Right. That's that classic Jamie Foxx bit where he's at the Playboy Mansion just trying to, anybody need a dick? Need a dick? Need a dick? Need a dick? And all the ladies start going for each other.
Yeah, you're like, dude, this is gonna be so awesome. And then it's just five people pissed off at you.
Right.
I'm like, come on, man. One of us.
Not
one
yet. Of us. Not yet.
Any of us.
Y'all work on each other. I'm going to try to reload the six shooter.
I'm going
to
go refill the cooler.
Reload the six shooter. I love that.
You got a six shooter?
I think daddy bit off more than he could chew.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm lucky if I got a two shooter.
Yeah, I got a 250cc squirt gun over here.
Nice. I love
Damn,
that.
What does that mean?
250cc squirt gun.
That's the littlest one.
250cc. Did you go to a motorcycle now?
No, what is that? What was the little
the six
the little
shooter? We're talking
guns.
About guns.
No, I'm talking
bro.
About the
Super Soaker?
Super Soaker.
But what's a CC?
The littlest one, right?
No, the biggest was the 250.
Oh, really?
30 or 20.
Oh, dang. Then I just gave myself a cool compliment.
Yeah, you were like real modest.
And I think you went to motorcycle engines too.
Yeah.
But we're not going to confirm that.
The pleasure is ours. Biting off more than you can chew. What is like the most, like, I feel like it's when you, like in college, you were like taking on like a lot of classes or something, sure. You know, you're like, I'm just going to cram 16 credits. I don't know what that means. You're going to do 16 credits in one semester.
Yeah. I was like, maybe I try to go to school for 35 years.
Let's really concentrate on one class at a time.
I should really concentrate on improv. This
Wilder
semester
over here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I should really concentrate on creative writing and improv class this semester.
I'm actually going to take creative writing again.
But Adam, you need to take basic math because your math grades were so low. I'm kicking that can down the road. Okay?
No, I don't.
What do you want me to do? Bite off more than I can chew?
Come on, baby.
I think I've never bitten off more than I could chew. I take that back. Probably work stuff. I think work stuff is...
Yeah, it's work. It's definitely work, bro.
I'm talking to the demo, the college demo. We're still young.
Well, you can say side hustles is probably like, you know, hustles and side hustles is where you bite off more.
When you
than...
said work, I didn't know what that was. Side hustles?
I was like, wait, side hustle? Like if I'm selling my bracelets while Ubering people and running Postmates?
Your charm bracelets? For sure, Adam. Let's see Adam's coffee real quick. Maybe this is a biting off more than you could chew situation. That is a large glass.
Never sleep.
And it's late at night.
That's what caffeine's
for.
Yeah,
guys. It's as we know that it is my birthday today. I went to
happy birthday.
My birthday.
Good to find out. Note to self.
You texted me earlier, you son of a bitch. I went to Metallica last night. So doing this podcast, I might have bit off a little more than I could chew. I do have to wake up at 5 a.m.
Oh, why? On the Sabbath?
For work.
I think of my friends, you probably are the most big biting friends I've got. Like I recall, remember when we were shooting Game Over Man and in the middle of shooting the movie, you hosted the like MTV Movie Awards?
Yeah, crazy. That was crazy. That was truly insane.
Yeah.
I don't even remember doing it really. Like...
Huh.
I have not. I mean, it just all happened so damn fast.
It was insane.
Yeah, we were shooting Game Over Man, and then all of a sudden, I'm hanging off a chandelier while the stage is on fire, and I'm dressed as Beauty and the Beast.
Safe, safe. Viacom safe. And what I remember is when we all hitched a ride on your jet that MTV got you back to Vancouver.
That was one of the coolest. By the way, that doesn't just happen. That we partied as if. That doesn't happen because it doesn't happen.
Right. Yeah. And we were partying and then we turned and you were just curled up in the back taking a snooze.
Just a little baby bear.
Not in a negative way. In a, guys, maybe I bit off more than I could chew. I bit off maybe more than maybe I could chew, maybe.
Maybe.
That's a good saying.
But I still chewed it, still swallowed it.
And that's what you were doing on the plane. You were just digesting. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's tougher. Like when you take big bites, you can get through them.
You can get through
them. I think that's a big part of this is you can get through that caramel. You can get through those
bites. Forget the caramel.
Hey, don't bite off more than you can chew. That those people maybe aren't.
Losers.
Yeah, maybe they're losers.
Yeah, they have no teeth.
Maybe they're not biting enough. Maybe they're not hungry enough.
Dude, they could be scared.
They're too scared because of all that caramel. They're afraid it's gonna get stuck to them.
Is the new saying, if you're afraid of caramel, bitch, step aside.
Step aside.
There's big bites happening.
Yeah, someone else with a big bite.
Sit your bitch ass down.
Caramel's a bitch.
Caramel's a bitch, and then you bite.
Then you bite. We got it. We finally got it. We're not done, but we already have it.
No, we cracked that code.
Caramel's a bitch, and then you bite. Man, it almost kind of sounds like...
It rolls off the tongue, too.
Wait, what is it? Caramel's a bitch, and then you bite?
As much as you fucking want.
And then maybe... and chill while you're digesting. Just chill.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're adding more to it.
Yeah.
Okay,
caramel's a bitch, and then you bite and chill while you're digesting.
That's good, man. Wow. That's fire. Ah, the pleasure.
Huh, I think maybe that fucking phrase might be biting off a little more than it can chew.
Yeah.
I would say that it kind of goes with one of my very favorite sayings that I ever heard is, how do you eat an elephant? one bite at a time. So that's like has to do with like when
I say that every day, dude.
You say that every day?
I say that every day.
The first time I ever heard that saying was right now.
Yeah,
it was just really?
Right now.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe Kyle made it up.
I say this phrase every day.
Well, yeah, now that you're like, oh, my favorite saying, and then Kyle says he says it every day, it's Kyle made that saying up.
Well, I always like it. It resonated with me because yeah. It is about having a very, very large problem. You can't eat a whole elephant in one bite. That'd be biting off more than you could chew.
Right.
But you can get it eventually if you just nibble at it long enough.
Okay. Well, maybe that we just scrap, don't bite off more than you can chew. Or the digesting the caramel or whatever the fuck we just said. And we just segue into how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time.
Okay.
That's right. A great phrase. I mean.
Yeah, let's trademark that shit. Let's put it on a t-shirt. The pleasure.
How do you eat caramel? How do you eat caramel?
A little bit at a time.
A little bit at a time safely.
How do you eat a truck of caramel?
You open the truck.
You open the truck.
You get a spoon.
Now that you're mentioning caramel, I used to have a huge issue with eating mozzarella sticks. I would eat them way too fast and I would choke on them. And in numerous occasions, I did it once at Chili's and once at this place called the Iron Skillet where I ate I ate the mozzarella sticks so fast. And I was choking.
Oh, because the string, you swallow it and it goes down.
Yeah, and I reached down into my mouth and I barfed all over the table.
Boy.
But I loved mozzarella sticks so much, my mom would always buy them for me.
For sure.
And I could never help it.
Yeah.
I had to eat them so
you
fast.
Did.
Oh, my God.
So you would just shove them down your throat and just let them sit there.
Yeah, and I'd be like.
Like hot dogs. Like a hot dog eating contest.
So wait. You wouldn't chew these mozzarella sticks?
Dude, I would try, but they're so delicious. I would swallow them and the string would still be attached.
Yeah, exactly. It's like when you swallow something and you go like, and you like pull the spaghetti back out. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so stretchy and delicious. It would get caught in my throat.
But you also didn't have to throw up. You just were kind of a bitch about it, I think.
No, I threw up because I was choking and I would reach in my mouth to grab it out of my throat and that would set off my gag reflex.
Exactly. You're not truly choking.
Well, I was scared.
Wait, what do you mean? It sounds like he was. He was poorly chewed mozzarella sticks in his fucking throat.
No, it's like when
you
go to the doctor, they do the tongue depressor. You're not choking, but it's hitting that trigger.
Dude, a tongue depressor is much thinner than a mozzarella stick. I'm sorry.
I mean, I eat big mozzarella sticks.
He's not choking on the stick. He's choking on the string of the cheese, correct?
Well, he said he just shoved him in his Blake, if I may, Blake.
Oh, see, I plead the fifth. I plead the bitch.
He was showing, he shoved him down his throat.
Several at a time.
He's saying that he was chewing it and swallowed before he had disconnected it from the piece that was not in his stomach, correct?
Busted.
See?
So you bit off more than you could chew.
Exactly.
But he didn't chew. Hey, when you're biting, chew.
That's it.
If you're gonna bite,
chew the damn thing.
No matter what you're eating, just chew it.
Yeah, no matter how big the damn bite, chew it.
Nothing to it but to chew it.
It's gotta be caramel.
Nothing to it but to chew it. Okay.
If you're taking a big bite of caramel, you gotta chew it.
You gotta chew it.
Well, suck it for a little bit, actually. Now that I think about caramel, you could probably get away with sucking it for a sec.
Yeah.
We talking about those sour apple suckers?
Slurp
now?
My caramel.
Oh, dude, exactly. Exactly, Wonders, bro.
Oh.
Sour apples.
I swallowed a tooth one time eating a caramel apple. Like, it came out when I was in, like, second grade.
Did it come out in your poo-poo?
It must have. Or it's still in there.
Oh, he doesn't know.
Or you got a little tooth chilling in your tummy.
Yeah, that's fine.
I could see Durs having just a little tooth on his liver.
A little tooth baby.
Yeah, I do have that vibe.
You do.
Yeah, actually, that makes so much sense. Like, that makes so much sense.
Yeah, you see that now?
Now that you're saying that.
It's answered some shit.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
When I heard the don't bite off more than you could chew, I initially thought of, because I was thinking, you know, sexually, I initially thought of that scene, remember in Shawshank Redemption, where like the dude's like, you're gonna freaking suck on my dinger. And
that's then, the like, only part I remember.
And then like Tim Robbins is like, if you stab me in the head, my jaw will close on your penis and I will bite your dick off. And they're gonna need the jaws of life to get my mouth off of you.
I don't remember that part.
I kind of do. You're like ringing a little bit of a bell over here.
Remember like the sisters come into like the laundry room and they all like strap him down and they're like, we're gonna make you suck it. And then like they got like a screwdriver to his temple and he's like,
yeah,
just so you know, if you jam that in, my jaw will
the
lock.
Reflexes.
Yeah,
that was always like when a kid was about to get beat up by like the biggest kid, he'd be like, I will bite your jugular if you lay a hand on me. And it's like,
so much as lay a hand on me.
Yeah, if you so much, I will cut your Achilles tendon and paralyze you for life. I will break the C6 vertebrae.
I will unleash so much pain. I will find you.
And you're like, bro, you should just run. Just stop just talking run. About shit you've seen in movies and run.
Yeah, you know what he would say? He's like, I will take this part of my hand and I will hit your nose up into your brain, causing certain death.
The internal bleeding will be unstoppable.
And you'll die immediately.
In 2 months, they'll find out you've been dead the whole time. But go ahead. Make your move. And the dude's like,
he's like, let's leave him alone, man.
No, he just throws him into a toilet or something.
he doesn't have a father figure.
Next time. Yeah, of course. The whole thing we're talking about is horrible. It's a bad situation on all ends.
It's just bad dads.
Yeah.
It all comes down to bad dads.
Hey, dads, don't bite off more than you can chew and have kids, okay?
If you can't chew your kids, don't
have them.
Don't bite
don't
them.
Don't have them.
Something to that effect.
Right. You get the metaphor.
Yeah, this is a parenting metaphor now.
Yeah, Carmel's a bitch.
And then you got kids.
Carmel's a bitch, and then you chew. Carmel's a bitch, you gotta chew.
And then chill while you digest.